Now to our final batch of stories. A drone enthusiast is in court accused of breaking rules. Retail giant closes Norwich store in protest over Gaza. And detection dogs are introduced to Norfolk and Suffolk constabularies.
A drone enthusiast has appeared in court accused of illegally flying over the airport, prison and a large factory fire in Norwich. Christopher McEwen, 45, faces a string of offences related to the use of his high-tech device to take film footage and photos from the air without the proper permissions. Among the charges are that he flew his drone close to and directly over the scene of a large blaze that ripped through a former shoe factory without obtaining permission from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. His dramatic video footage captured firefighters battling huge flames at the former Van Dahl site at Dibden Road on January the 21st. Other allegations include that he remotely flew a top-of-the-range DJI Mavic 3 Cine drone inside the flight-restricted zone at Norwich Airport on three separate occasions. Magistrates adjourned the case until October the 21st, saying it was in the interests of justice for him to be able to obtain more legal advice over the complicated charges.
Gardening teams working for a social housing provider are keeping their tools running using solar energy. Flagship has equipped 14 vans with plans for six more with solar panels and power packs. These vans serve a unique role by powering the mobile charging system for the social housing gardening teams. The initiative allows Flagship's 40 gardeners across Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex and Cambridgeshire to start work directly from home without needing to return to the depot for tool charging. Ryan Cox, Neighbourhood Operations Manager at Flagship's housing association Samfire Homes, said, "This new system is saving each gardener 1.5 hours in travel time each day. Each van is fitted with two 100-watt solar panels, which charge a power bank while the gardeners are out and about. The upgrade has cost about £18,500, which Mr. Cox said would pay for itself through savings on power, petrol and working hours. Mr. Cox said, "Solar charging is taking that one step further. We're basically running our gardening service off sunshine now."
A retail giant closed its store in Norwich in protest at Israel's actions in Gaza. Lush shut all its shops across the country for a day, as well as its factories and website. A poster in the window of the shop in Chantry Place said, "Stop starving Gaza. We are closed in solidarity." Lush said it hopes to push the UK government into greater action by depriving it of a day's worth of tax revenue from its business. The firm said in a statement, "Across the Lush business, we share the anguish that millions of people feel seeing the images of starving people in Gaza, Palestine. Like the rest of the world, we struggle to find ways we can help whilst the Israeli government is preventing urgent humanitarian assistance from entering Gaza. One thing Lush can currently send into Gaza is our love and a strong message that we stand in solidarity." The firm ended with a call to action to the UK government. While Lush is losing a day of takings, this also means that the UK government is losing a day of tax contributions.
Digital evidence detection dogs have been introduced by Norfolk and Suffolk constabularies. Police dog Ronnie, PD Ivy and PD Rockvy, along with their handlers, have completed an 8-week course to detect mobile phones, tablets, USB sticks, hard drives and other electronic devices. The dogs will be deployed in both counties to support searches during warrants, safeguarding operations and high-risk investigations. Inspector Gary Chapman from the dogs section said, "These dogs are a game changer. Their ability to locate hidden devices quickly and accurately enhances our capability in investigations. It's a modern solution to a modern challenge." Sarah Taylor, Police and Crime Commissioner for Norfolk, said, "I'm very excited to hear that the Constabulary are expanding their provision for digital evidence detection dogs, and I think this serves as yet another brilliant example of how key the capabilities of dogs are in investigations. I wish PD Ronnie, PD Ivy and PD Rockvie and their partners all the best in their careers."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team and to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose. Your editor was Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening to hear the September edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. So from everyone here at Chatterbox, bye for now.